Well, hey, good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Sunday Primer. This is a podcast that comes out on Sunday mornings. The hope and aim that we fix our attention upon the Lord before we walk through the doors of church, maybe as we're getting ready, as we're driving to church, and just to fix our attention, to prime our hearts before we gather as the body of Christ. This morning, I want to spend a little time in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 through 8. But before those verses, I want to give us a little context of what is said and what is happening before that. And the two verses that are right before this section, verse 3 and 4, they remind us of our identity in Christ. They remind us that if we confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, that we will be saved. But this text goes on to say, starting in verse 5, for this very reason, the very reason that we've been saved, as was said before, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. What Peter's not saying in this text is that you've got to earn something from God. Because you can't earn something that's already been given to you, right? And salvation, we know, is a gift by grace alone, through faith alone, in the name of Christ alone. But once you've been rescued, the question then becomes, how does that faith grow? And Peter says here to make every effort. In other words, lean into that. Don't coast. Don't grow stagnant. Don't settle. Don't settle for a faith that just maybe sits there and that you think about on Sunday mornings, because God didn't save you to just be idle. He saved you to grow, to become more like Jesus, and to know him more deeply. And yes, faith is where it starts, but it's not necessarily where it stops. And I think this step-by-step structure that Peter builds for us in this text is so fascinating. Faith, virtue, knowledge, self-control, steadfastness, godliness, brotherly affection, and love. These things aren't necessarily a to-do list. But it's almost like a growth path, that one quality strengthens the next, and so forth, and so forth, and so forth. And if these qualities that Peter lays out here, and it says this in the text, that if those qualities are yours, and if they are increasing, they will keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful. That's what we want. We want a life that counts, probably personally, I'm hoping and assuming, and we want a church that grows in godliness and compassion and love. And so before you step into the doors of our church this morning, before you gather with other saints to make much of the name of Jesus, can you ask a simple question? Am I growing? Is my faith increasing? Or have I gone soft and maybe grown complacent? And if so, would you repent of that this morning? And would you just simply ask for the Holy Spirit to continue to shape you and change you? Because we know in this text that God's grace is what saves you, yet his Spirit is what shapes you. And so, Lord, this morning we gather with the hope and intention and the desire to be made more like you. And God, we thank you for saving us. We thank you once again this morning for the gospel. We thank you for the calling that you have given us, that you have redeemed us and saved us. And so, Lord, as we gather as the body of Christ this morning, would you continue to stir in our hearts, prime our hearts today to grow in faith, in love, in knowledge, in character, in steadfastness. And Lord, would you make us fruitful followers of yours, not casual believers? And Lord, would you keep us hungry? Would we desire to become more and more like you. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.